For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt. For five Warren County student-athletes, months of practice will culminate into a Thanksgiving Day they'll never forget. A jump roping team will showcase their talent alongside the floats, marching bands, and celebrities that make up a Thanksgiving Day tradition in the U.S. Lisa Autry has this report.
On a Tuesday after school, the gym at Natcher Elementary in Warren County hosts a team in training. The Jumpin' Jaguars are bound for the Big Apple. This competitive jump roping team will perform in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Hey, guys. Everybody in a straight line.
They are coached by Vicki O'Dell, who has two children on the team.
Just go through it without the resting routine.
200 other jumpers from across the nation will add to the pageantry of the parade with their synchronized jumps and turns. O'Dell says only five students, all from Warren County, were chosen to represent the Commonwealth.
The coaches had to submit their names. Each child had to be 12 years or older, and they had to be a certain skill level, and they had to have competed nationally and be able to do the routine that they're doing, which looks pretty easy, but when you try it's pretty hard, especially when you're doing it with someone else and staying right on task with it.
The local jumpers are Mia O'Dell from Drake's Creek Middle School, Rachel Urano from South Warren Middle, and Jenna Baldwin, Kaylin O'Dell, and Sarah Armstrong, all from Greenwood High School. On a recent afternoon of practice, Jenna and a teammate stand on opposite ends of two jump ropes while another teammate jumps the crisscrossing ropes.
Right here, we're doing multiples in the double dutch, which is where the rope goes under your feet like two, three, or four times before you land. So you have to jump like really high.
Then there's speed jumping. You can hear the ropes whistling in the air. These ropes are made of cable wire you don't want to be hit with. Competitive jump roping requires tremendous endurance. The Jumpin' Jaguars have spent the past 3 months doing high cardio workouts in preparation for the Macy's Parade. Coach Vicki O'Dell says the athletes will be required to jump the entire parade route. That's 3 hours without stopping.
Once they start, there's 200 and there's six people in each line. After so many minutes, the first line splits. They have to run down the sides, and someone will hand them a small sip of water in a cup. They can't stop running. They run to the back. They take a sip, throw it as they're running back into the formation in the back of the line and continue.
To go the entire distance, the jumpers have to be in top condition for a sport that's not always recognized as such.
It's not known. A lot of people think of jump rope as playground jump rope. They haven't actually seen what a lot of this is, but once they see it, they are really impressed with it. But it's a great exercise and it takes a lot of talent. They make it look a lot easier than it actually is.
Starting at Central Park, the jumpers will be performing along the 2.5-mile route that winds through New York City. The parade draws an estimated 3.5 million spectators, enough to make these young performers a little nervous. 12-year-old Mia O'Dell is the youngest jumper.
I think I'll be a little nervous, but once I get there and see all the people and everything, I won't get as nervous.
For 10th grader Jenna Baldwin, she'll miss her traditional Thanksgiving at home, but the experience, she says, will be worth it.
I mean, I've watched it every year, like since I was little, and I've always wanted to go to New York and watch it, and being in it is a lot better than watching it, and so I'm really excited.
You can find pictures and video of the Jumpin' Jaguars at our website, wkyufm.org. I'm Lisa Autry.